if you're reelected, what investigations would be your top priority?
Well, obviously, every investigation is a priority. You can't minimize, say, a child molestation versus a murder versus gang violence versus public corruption. They're all priorities, and they're all offenses that we take very seriously in the office.
What would some of the other top issues be in the office beyond investigations if you win re-election?
Well, one is the conference that we just concluded here in Rhode Island. I had attorneys general in from the Northeast region and from as far away as Montana to discuss sexual assault on college campuses. And we want to work with colleges and universities to develop protocols to get best practices and ensure safety for college students. That would be a priority. The continued improvement of the office. We just went live with a case management system. We're upgrading systems that are from the last century. You know, we still do payroll on 3x5 cards. So the management of the office is extremely important that we continue to move forward, not just into this century, but into this decade. And those are some of the priorities for the office. And of course, the professionalism that we maintain and ensure that we have steady faith in the prosecution, that we treat our prosecutions without fear, favor, or ill will, just as we always have.
What is your view of the role that the Attorney General's office should play in pursuing cases of public corruption?
Every case of public corruption under my administration that has come to us that we've been able to prosecute, we've done so. I've prosecuted a chief of police, two legislators, the son of the former Democratic Party chair, and I think that gives the citizens of Rhode Island confidence that we're willing to take the cases that come to us, that we're willing to assist law enforcement in the investigation of those cases and prosecute.
Rhode Island will be contributing some information, thanks to a new law, to a national database on people who want to buy a gun legally. Are there other steps that you think the state should take as far as curbing gun violence?
Absolutely. One of my priorities remains to be getting the legislature to take the guns out of hands of young people who are part of gangs. We don't have the prosecutorial tools to do that properly, to charge them with these crimes. We needed a tweaking of the statute so we can charge these youth who are in gangs with gun possession. That's a priority. I do think we should limit. We don't need 30-round clips for guns. We don't need the sale of AK-47s in this state. I am a believer in the Second Amendment, but that being said, reasonable restrictions on it should be allowed, just like you can't yell fire in a theater on the First Amendment.
Open records advocates have been critical of Rhode Island officials for not making more records available to the public. What would you do if reelected to improve the state's standing in that area?
Well, first, I'm very proud of everything we have done. We got the, under my leadership and the bringing together of all the interested parties, we got the first upgrade in the Access to Public Records Act in over a decade. And I was very proud of my leadership on that issue. We do annual trainings, over 600 people a year, in one shot at Roger Williams University. We now live stream that, so you don't even have to come to Roger Williams. You can watch it in your office. We have access to it on our website. We do individual trainings all across the state for police departments and town clerks. In January, there'll be a training for newly elected officials. So the outreach is there. It's a constant work in motion, and I recognize that, but we are committed to it. I have three attorneys full-time working on those issues, plus support staff. So the commitment is real, and it's ongoing.
Where do you see the state falling short in that area of making open records more available?
What amazes me is with all of the resources that we've made available and that are available, that there are some groups out there that still just either don't avail themselves of that education or choose to ignore it. Unfortunately, in the past 3 years, we have prosecuted or brought more cases on access to public records than in the previous 12 years combined. So that says to me that there is still a problem out there where in 3 years, we brought more cases to Superior Court than in the previous 12 years combined.
Should Rhode Island follow the example set by Colorado and make marijuana fully legal?
Absolutely not. The studies have shown that, especially in young people, it affects them adversely. I don't think any mom wants their child to come home from school high. Those are real issues that are out there. We've done an awful lot. We've gotten synthetic marijuana banned in the state because it was being sold to children. We have people who are dying with heroin overdoses. And I think any movement to legalize another substance that can be abused is a step backward, not a step forward.
How would you describe your three top accomplishments as Attorney General?
One is in the management of the office. We've created a child molestation unit within the office to better address those horrific cases. We have now an arson investigator trained specifically for that crime. So the management of the office, the recognition of upgrades is extremely important. As I mentioned earlier, we've passed 31 pieces of legislation, some of which will help now protect our elderly, requiring background checks for healthcare providers, protect our youth so people can no longer send pornographic images to groom a youth and potentially molest them. So those are some of the things that we've gotten now in the prosecutorial toolbox. And really the steady management of the office. We are continuing to do the upgrades that are necessary, all within a budget. We're under budget every year, something I'm very proud of in these austere times. But still, we've upgraded, I mentioned earlier, our case management system. We now are getting away from paper computer systems and into computer systems. And these are the upgrades that I'm going to continue with and move forward with.
And you face a Republican challenger. Why should Rhode Islanders decide to keep you as Attorney General of the state?
Well, I just, if Rhode Islanders will see to reelect me, I would obviously be greatly appreciative of that fact. But I think it once one calmly looks at the record and sees that we have prosecuted public corruption successfully, that we do manage the office well, that we set the priorities, we create specialized units as we recognize they are needed, and we solve the problems. We are out there trying to actively educate on APRA and other issues. We are now dealing with sexual assault on college campuses. So I think if the citizens of Rhode Island look at the steady management of the office, the fact that the style of the office is not to grandstand, but to get the job done and get it done competently. And hopefully Rhode Islanders will recognize that, and hopefully I'll be fortunate enough to get reelected.
Attorney General Peter Kilmartin, thank you for sitting down with us.
Thank you.